stood back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn still fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Third and final hour here on this Wednesday, Constitution Day, September 17th, 2025 edition. Your Defending Fathers, Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Midterm elections. Before we go to Washington, this short segment, we've talked about this before. I have set this up as a folder in my phone. Next year, midterm elections is not a presidential election. Donald Trump won't be on the ballot. Everybody else will. We are electing a new U.S. senator, congressman, state senators, state reps, attorney general, secretary of state, governor. All of it happens next year. Folks, do you know that 1.7 million people who are registered to vote don't vote in midterm elections? They're called low propensity voters. Well, there's a website, and I'm going to ask you, I'm going to give you a homework assignment. To text me 10X, 10X. When you do, my phone will send you back a link to the website 10xvotes.com. Right at the top, it says, find 10 friends who don't vote, and we win. 1.7 million voters don't vote in midterm elections here in the state of Michigan. Well, this website has filtered and found voting records of Republican voters. People who vote in the presidential elections voted for Donald Trump last year, for example. Probably voted for him in 2020, voted for him in 2016, but they don't vote in midterms. Well, this website will allow you to sign up and then put in 10 of your friends' names or their addresses or their townships. Look and see if they're considered a low propensity voter on this website, 10xvotes.com, and then give them a call. Send them a text. If they live close by, stop by their house. If you're friends, knock on the door and go sit on the porch. They've got to understand how important it is that they vote next year. We have got to get out the vote. And this website will help you find 10 of your friends to find out if they're considered a low propensity voter and probably not going to vote next year. So this is an effort that we are going to do. Again, a little homework assignment. Text me 10X and I'll send you the link to 10xvotes.com, and then you can create an account. When they put it in the box, they ask, who told you about this? Who referred it to you? Who asked you to sign up? I'd like you to put in Lance, L-A-N-C-E, for Lance Griffin. He was on the show talking about this website, and he sent me a text this morning just now asking me to remind you guys to do this. Put in Lance. Sign up, check 10 friends, and call them.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Are you sick and tired of the same old political talking points with no real solutions? Inaction isn't leadership. It's time for new leadership in Michigan's 1st District. Someone with fresh perspectives, new ideas, and a willingness to listen to the people they serve. It's time for change. I'm Justin Michael, and I'm running for U.S. Congress to put Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula back on track. Let's bridge the divides together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
If you have pain in your neck, back, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands, hips, knees, or feet, Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic deep tissue laser treatment for you. This technology relieves pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience fast robotic deep tissue laser pain relief at a special price. Call us Monday through Wednesday to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Moving to Washington, D.C., Kash Patel, the director of the FBI, they've been digging into all kinds of activities and things that Biden's FBI did before Donald Trump took back the White House. under the Biden administration, it's now been determined that there was actually a secret effort weaponizing the FBI against prominent Americans. What crime did they commit? What did they do? Why did they become a target of the FBI under Joe Biden? They were seeking to petition the government for a redress of their grievances as a result of the 2020 election, questioning the outcome of that election, actually going after them, bringing charges, attacking, investigating, in some cases, even taking them to court, forcing them to spend thousands of dollars on attorneys to defend themselves against these fake charges. The program the FBI weaponized against Americans was called Arctic Frost. You're going to start hearing about this very soon. Some of the targets of this blatant violation of constitutional rights was Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's organization, President Donald J. Trump, MyPillow founder Mike Lindell, Mark Meadows, Sidney Powell, Attorney John Eastman. Donald Trump asked him to investigate and look into election fraud activities for 2020 election. He's coming to Northern Michigan. There's going to be an event. I'm going to talk about it. Rudy Giuliani, Doug Logan, and Kurt Olson. This effort was not a victimless crime against our citizens. Real lives were harmed. People lost jobs. People lost careers. People lost businesses. Some of them even lost their homes. Well, those behind Arctic Frost in the FBI, they need to be charged with a crime. They need to go to prison for what they did to Americans. So it is an interesting story and absolutely comes out with a bombshell. Senator Chuck Grassley, senator from Iowa, just announced that the FBI whistleblower revealed to him that the FBI's project called Arctic Frost targeted all these groups. Well, it is a huge bombshell. Now saying that they're going to begin releasing documents today. In total, 92 Republican targets, Republican groups, and Republican-linked individuals all were placed under investigative scope of Arctic Frost. Well, on that political list was Charlie Kirk's Turning Point USA. In other words, Arctic Frost wasn't just a case to politically investigate Donald Trump, but they did. He was just one of them. It was the vehicle by which partisan FBI agents and the Department of Justice prosecutors could achieve their partisan ends and improperly investigate Republican political apparatus. Grassley said, so today, Senator Rob Johnson and I are making these records public for the entire country to see. I hope a lot of people are interested in seeing them as to what the government can do when various agencies have a political agenda. These FBI directors and others that operated under Biden, they should go to prison. We'll see if charges are brought forward against them. We'll see where this goes. We'll continue to watch. Now, one of these people on this list, there is an event that I want to make sure that you guys are aware of. The attorney, Dr. John Eastman, he will be attending an event up here, actually mid-Michigan, to discuss lawfare, something that Vicky and I are facing right now as we speak against the radio station and this show. Election integrity, the Constitution, and then questions and answers. It's going to be held this coming Monday night, September 22nd. It's being put on by the 9th Congressional District Michigan Republican Committee. And it is going to be very affordable. Tickets are only $10 for this event. They'll be exposing mass lawfare and how we can stop it. You can get your ticket online. It's going to be a very limited VIP reception tickets also available. Doors are going to open at 6 p.m. It's going to be held at the Best Valley Farm in Metamora, Michigan. So if you would like this flyer and this information, text me Dr. John Eastman, and I will forward you the information, the link, all of it. One of the things I think that needs to happen, folks, is we need to be educated as to what's going on and what is this Arctic frost and why. Why did they target these particular individuals? So I got a text message from Braden Jacobazzi. He's part of the 9th Congressional District. And he said, Randy, I'd like to personally invite you to our big, beautiful event with President Donald Trump's top 2020 election attorney, Dr. John Eastman. And then he gave me a link to his Twitter X post where it has all the information listed on there. All you got to do is click on it. And it will absolutely take you to the site. The tickets are only $10. Looking forward to this event. I've got to check my calendar and see. I think this is something I might consider attending. This coming Monday, September 22nd, doors will open at 6 p.m., I believe, let me check and see if this shows the actual address. Let's see. Turn the phone sideways, make it bigger. Oh, they're also including dinner. Yes, Best Valley Farms. It's located at 1350 Best Road in Metamora. So, something that the 9th Congressional District Republican Committee is hosting. So, definitely, if you're interested, again, text me, Dr. John. will make a copy, a screenshot of this, and be able to send you the flyer. Because one of the things you have to understand, folks, and this is important. We have the FBI and Joe Biden's Department of Justice targeting Americans. Folks, this can never happen again. And we only know about it because we have two U.S. senators, Grassley from Iowa, Johnson from Wisconsin, working with the new director of the FBI, Kash Patel, to get these documents with the assistance of a former FBI whistleblower. This is just amazing to me. Absolutely amazing. Now, Metamora, folks, is down, I believe. Is Metamora guys in Oakland County? I think it's Lapeer County. I don't know. I have to research. I have to look at it. But I got to tell you, this is changing Washington, D.C. The amount of corruption, the swamp that Donald Trump talked about draining when he got elected his first term, well, guess what? They're finally doing it. They're finally doing it. It's happening in this term, and Donald Trump needs to absolutely be commended for all the things he's doing with all these cabinets, all these departments, all the things that are going on in Washington, D.C. We need to put an end to this type of activity in our country. No president, Democrat or Republican, should ever allow the FBI to be weaponized against American citizens. It's despicable what they allowed under Biden. Arctic Frost. Remember, you heard it here first. This is going to be hitting national news probably later today. So this is something that, honestly, we knew it was happening. Without a doubt, we knew it was happening. But you have to understand something. Nobody was covering it. Nobody was talking about it. It was only because of these hearings that they were conducting in Washington and Kash Patel testifying in front of that committee did they become aware of it. It was the FBI Oversight Judiciary Committee, and Chuck Grassley is the chair. So, again, text me Dr. John, and I'll send you the flyer. I'm going to check my calendar. I'm going to see if I can go make this coming Monday, the 22nd, down in Metamora at 6 o'clock. The doors open. Final half hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan's leading news.